golf for the average young person, I think, is probably difficult to get into because kids can go out and play basketball. That's real easy. Football, you can get in with a team. Baseball, I remember in my childhood, you just pick up a ball and a glove and you go out and play.
Mm-hmm.
It's more difficult. And I remember wanting to look at that world and get into it, but my parents weren't that kind of people. So I never did until I became an adult. I do know there's First Tee Tulsa.
I remember being on the first board to get First Tee going. And it is one of the best chapters in the whole country, what Janice Gibson has done with that program. First Tee is open to kids to learn to play golf, plus life skills. Paige Belcher, all the public courses have group lessons. As I said, Maggie Roller, Maggie Kelt Roller, has the LPGA girls camp where these parents can bring their little ones in. You can look it up in your golf program for kids in Tulsa, Oklahoma. There's quite a few. They're well done. And most clubs have junior programs, so of course those are for junior members. But all the public courses have openings for kids to play. It's a great sport to play for as long as they're able, type of thing.
Right.
I'm only sorry that I can't play anymore, but I lost my eye about 10 years ago and can't do it. Balance is no longer there.
You lost your eye?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How did that happen?
Oh, you don't want to get into it.
Okay. All right.
Accident. Unfortunately, it was my right eye, so I can drive without any problems and all. I'm just lucky. If I had been in my 30s or 40s, I would have been screaming, but been there, done most of the things I've wanted to do, and that hasn't held me back too much.
That's great. What advice do you have for these young women golfers or males or to any person that to make their plans for their lives? What do you say to them?
Oh, gosh, John. If you're going to play golf, you're going to find yourself meeting all kinds of wonderful people to play with. Golf becomes a very small world. Just mentioned, do you play golf? Yeah, I do. But the thing you learn through golf is self-control. You have rules and you call them on yourself. No one else will. It just makes for a better person. And you're going to enjoy it. You're going to enjoy it more and more. And everybody doesn't have to be a great player. There's handicaps and that you play with. And it's just a life sport.
This thought comes to mind when you're out there. And I know Tiger has talked about this. You're standing out there and the whole world's looking at you. And it's not a team. They're just looking at you. You're standing there all by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't another sport like that, is there?
Uh-uh. There really isn't. And they learned by you. They learn when they watch someone like Lopez or someone like Tiger. Mm-hmm. The gallery, they learn. She handled that really well. Mm-hmm. Whenever I go out and recruit, I look at a girl when she's in trouble. Boy, I'm really eagle-eyed to see how she handles herself, how her parents handle themselves. There's a whole bunch of stuff when things aren't going right and how you handle yourself on the golf course.
Yeah, because we can't see what's going on in their mind, the turmoil that's going on in their mind and how they're fighting to suppress any negative.
Right. I used to have a player that just had a fit, and I said, look, just take your towel and chew on it. Seriously. Get it out without showing that you're going to act like an idiot.
Yeah.
You know? I ever see a player throw a club, he's off the team. I just don't have that. But it will make you boil. You're so mad.
Yeah. Did you ever have to kick anybody off a team?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Not because of that, but yeah. Everything isn't golden.
No, it isn't. By the way, we didn't mention the invitational tournaments. We had the Nancy Lopez Invitational Tournament.
Oh,
it's played at Cedar Ridge for many years. And you too. You the Dale McNamara Invitational Tournament. in 2010.
Yeah. And then we had some coaching problems. And finally, we have this wonderful coach that TU has now. And things are going to look up there.
You played at the Patriot and Golf Club of Oklahoma, Tulsa Country Club. So that must have been fun.
They're beautiful.
Be a hostess to that?
Yes. It's always an honor to be recognized. You know, they have something named after you. That's nice.
Absolutely. They ought to put a statue of you at TU. Don't they have one of Glenn Dobbs, the football coach?
I think so.
I think we need to put one up for you and Nancy, too, as a matter of fact, and Melissa. Let's get the three of you out there in a statue.
When you go into the Reynolds Center, and they had the big picture of the golf team and me with our trophy after we won the two tournaments in 82. And then there's a Hall of Fame plaque, and several of the girls from the team are on it.
That's right.
They're very appreciative of what's happened at the university. It's like my home. They treat me very nicely.
Yeah.
I'm so tickled that Rick and Brenda Dixon are back. I just love them.
Yes. He came back at the right time, didn't he?
Yeah.